And salutations to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, heterosexual, anti-choice talk show host. I am Doug McBurney, host of the weekly Worldview at KGOV.com, sitting in today for Bob as he jet-sets around the country working on secret plans to save America and to improve the overall quality of the information exchanged between fine red-blooded Americans like you and I. And we'll exchange some of that information right here over the radio. And if you want to participate in the program, you can do so. Listeners of my regular broadcast, The Worldview, know that I don't take calls on that program, but I will be taking calls tonight at 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Write it down, live it, eat it, sleep it, breathe it, 1-800-836-9278. If you want to call and offer your opinion, and please make sure that it's some good quality information. I want to start today with a story from the media. And this is not the news media, this is the entertainment media. And we don't do a lot of this, but this caught my attention. This is from the Reuters Wire with a dateline of Burbank, California, the NBC network. That's the National Broadcasting National Broadcasting Company out in Burbank, California. They're launching a new program. The network said on Thursday that they're going to launch a new reality series called Who Wants to Marry My Mom? Yeah, I'm not making this up. A show called Who Wants to Marry My Mom? And they're planning a 5-episode installment to start in the spring. Now, the show, according to NBC, will feature the adult children of single mothers choosing among several candidates to decide who gets to go with their mom on a fantasy vacation. With your mom. Not with my mom. They should call the show Who Wants to Shack Up with My Mom in Hawaii over the weekend and broadcast it on national television. That's what they should call the show. Anyway, apparently NBC is going to work marriage somewhere into the equation. But they didn't give Reuters any clue on where exactly that comes in. But NBC, very interesting. Again, normalizing adultery and general fornication, which most of them up at NBC, they probably don't know what fornication means, and they certainly can't spell it. But folks, adultery and fornication are the leading killers in the world. In America anyways, let's say. Because, I mean, after all, the world is full of people like Saddam Hussein and Robert Mugabe, And Kim Jong-il over in North Korea. And they probably kill more people in their respective countries than adultery does. But here in America, folks, it's adultery and fornication and general sexual immorality that kills more people than anyone, any Islamic terrorist or anything else you can think of. More people are murdered because of adultery, fornication, and sexual immorality than any other cause on the books. And does NBC, they just don't care. Well, they just don't get it. They're completely anesthetized to the reality that sexual immorality kills. But we here at Bob Enyart Live know that sexual immorality kills, and we will shout it from the rooftops, and we will not back down. Adultery should be recriminalized, and fornication should not be normalized, nor approved of, nor encouraged amongst the youths of America. Alrighty? So anyway, that's just disturbing news from the world of the entertainment media. But the big news this week, obviously, is that the hippies are back. That's right. I know Jerry Garcia is dead, but the hippies are back. They're marching in the streets. Millions and millions of doped up hippies and neo-hippies and used-up old bags and geezers marching through the streets protesting against the impending war against Iraq. And you know what the problem is that the war has been impending for so long that they've given the stoned-out hippies time to organize. If Bush would have went over there a year ago, the hippies would have never even got out of bed yet. But now they've actually organized protests all over the world, and it's just discouraging. Millions, apparently, According to the, again, to the Reuters Wire from a story that I just pulled down, more than 6 million demonstrators turned out across the world this Saturday past in a wave of protest supporting international leaders in urging the United States not to rush into a war against our good friends and brethren in Iraq. That's right. You know what this is all about, folks? This is the hippies' opportunity to get together, take drugs, and have sex. That's what it's really all about. That's all it's about. You know, the war, whatever. That's what it's really all about, is it's older hippies seducing young, ignorant, stoned-out hippies. That's what it's all about. And they'll take any cause that comes along, and they'll be marching in the street. All right. Now, I guess we're going to go to the calls. We're going to go to the phones. And forgive me if I'm a little bit clumsy with the callers, but I'm not used to taking calls. And we've got someone on line one and someone on line two, from what I understand. Is that what I'm seeing here? And so in order to take the – we'll go to line two first, just to be contrarian. We're going to go to Tom in Maybank, Texas. Tom, speak your mind.
Dog, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
The other morning I was watching Fox News.
I feel and, for you, brother.
And guess who rebuked Michael Jackson in the worst way?
I'll give
you a hint. It was not Pat Robertson.
Okay.
It was not Jerry Falwell.
Okay, I've got a guess, Tom. It was the American Society of Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeons.
No.
No? Okay.
It was Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne rebukes Michael Jackson.
I mean to tell you, he came down on him like it was absolutely, and when he did, I thought of what Bob says, that even someone with a seared conscience knows right from wrong, and even someone with a fried brain knows right from wrong.
Well, yeah, and I think Ozzy qualifies. But what is Ozzy or Michael's position on the war protests? Tom, did they get into that at all?
No, but I couldn't get over when I saw Ozzy coming down on Michael. I thought what Bob always says, that even a gang member will be righteously indignant if someone steals from him.
Hey Tom, you know what I found out when I was visiting the great state, the Socialist Empire of New York, earlier this year?
What?
I found out that they have prisons in New York just for child molesters. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they had to set up separate prisons just for child molesters, and they did it. Because, you know, if they throw them in with the general population, they don't last too long because even your average criminal despises a child molester.
Oh, right? I know.
So they set up prisons for child molesters in New York, and I wouldn't be surprised if they've got them all over the country.
But what got me was when I saw Ozzy coming down on Michael, I said, well, why isn't our clergy doing that? Why does it have to be Ozzy Osbourne?
Well, at least there's someone listening to Ozzy.
Yeah.
Folks, Bob Enyart Live is listener-supported radio, and if you want to support this broadcast, you can do so by calling 1-800-836-9278 and lending your support. I've just hung up on line one by mistake. Line one, call back. Bob Enyart Live is listener-supported radio, and obviously we need all the help we can get, folks. We can't even get a decent guest host in here who can handle the phones. I've just eliminated probably one of the greatest callers in the history of all broadcast radio, and he'll never get back through because the lines are packed. Folks, Bob Enyart Live needs your help to save America. We need you to pledge your support, your financial support. We always ask for your prayerful support, folks, but we need money to stay on the air. Costs a lot of money to keep this broadcast going, and folks, it's worth it. Bob Enyart Live reaches the unreachable. He communicates with people on a level that it's just unbelievable, folks. He's able to get the attention of the aforementioned stoned-out hippies who are marching in the streets, and some of them even come to a saving knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because of this broadcast right here. That's right, folks. This broadcast has played a part, a small part, as it may be, a small part in the salvation of some of the worst lowlifes on the planet who are now some of the finest, most upstanding members of our society that you would ever want to meet. So we need your help, folks. We need financial support. $10 a month, $25 a month, $100 a month. That's all it takes to keep this broadcast on the air. We're still looking for three more supporters in Denver at $100 a month. You could be one of those supporters today. Please disregard my guest hosting ineptitude and remember that Bob Enyart is a man on a mission. And that mission is to bring the truth to a lost and dying world. And we need your help to do it, folks, because we want to stay on the air, on the radio, all over the country. How many cities are we in now? I'm talking to the board op, and he's completely ignoring me. We're on in several cities, let me just put it that way, and we want to be on more. We've got several folks who actually want to pick up the program, but, folks, it's going to take financial support from people like you. So step up to the plate. Call 1-800-836-9278. That's 1-800-8-ENYART, and do your part to save America. Support Bob Enyart Live. You don't have to go out and enlist in the Marines to save America. You don't have to enlist in the Navy, although they might come to your house and interview you. It's 1-800-836-9278. Help save America. 1-800-8-ENYART. All right, it's Bob Enyart Live. Doug McBurney from the Weekly Worldview at KGOV.com sitting in tonight. And just glad to be here. Tremendous honor. Bob is on a secret mission working to save the country as it screeches in a sideways skid on its way straight to hell. So, and he'll be back and he'll probably, he won't update us on that because it's a secret mission. And it's going to remain a secret for quite some time. But it's quite exciting stuff that he's up to, trust me. And the only downside is you've got to put up with me, but only for tonight. From what we understand, Bob will be back tomorrow, right? Bob will be back on the air tomorrow night. I've got an email from a guy. I can't even read his address. What? Not an email. What are these things called? This is an instant message. Sir, I want to let you know that we should defeat Iraq. All right. Well, I agree 100%. All right. Now, you're saying that I should take this call here, right? Oh, no. Oh. So someone called in and let me know that this is supposed to be an H-free zone. And the fact that we even mentioned Michael Jackson's name, that's $2 I'm down already. I got cash on me right now. I'm not allowed to mention the other, no? All right, well, you keep track. I apologize. I'm a bit inept. So did we get our caller back? I love that automatic call return. It's one of the great features of the 21st century. Let's go to line two in South Bend, Indiana. Dean, speak your mind.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going tremendously well.
You know, when Bob has a slip-up in an H3 month, he pays somebody there in the studio a dollar?
Yeah, I know. Believe me. I'm being made aware of that right now.
I was calling up. You had mentioned AIDS and the epidemic that's going on in different parts of the world. Our wonderful president was talking about, you know, shucking out billions of dollars to fix it, and the fix wouldn't cost a penny.
It wouldn't?
No, it wouldn't.
Okay,
because
Dean?
It's all a behavioral thing.
Enlighten us. What's the solution to the AIDS epidemic?
Well, then what people need to do is start to practice abstinence.
You can say the F word. They need to stop fornicating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can come right out and say it. Hey, man, this is Bob Enyart Live. We don't pull any punches.
Okay.
Come right out and see. You know what we need to do is recriminalize adultery and fornication. How about that?
Yeah, but why should we? That sounds like a good idea.
And that would cost a couple of bucks, Dean. I mean, we'd have to print up some things, and, you know, there's some things that would have to be done. Some flyers.
Why should
we'd
we
have to do some flyers or something.
$1 billion overseas because to help fight this epidemic when it's all a choice thing.
It is. It's a behavioral issue. I agree with you, Dean, and I think you've got a good solution. But I'm not sure what we can do in this democratic, oversexed society to try and get our ideas across.
Hey, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Is you mentioned Robert Mugabe?
I did mention Robert Mugabe, yes.
Okay.
Now, him I did mention.
Okay. Well, he's it's okay. You can't, you won't get fined a dollar for mentioning him.
Okay.
But, in yeah, fact, he's
just a dictator and a murderer. He's yeah. he's not one of those.
Why don't the news media, why don't they call him what he is, and he's a racist?
Well, I don't know if I really want to go. I don't know if I want to get into that.
Yeah.
I think it's because he's black, and he's a political leader, and therefore he's untouchable. Even when he's killing people and stealing people's land, he's one of the few black political leaders that the left cling to, even though he's a communist and a murderer and a just a pretty lousy guy. And you know what I think is that most of the left-wing mediocrats, I think they like left-wing dictators. They just do, especially when they're black. That's like a bonus. Then they love him. But it is sad. But, Dean, I appreciate your call and your suggestions, and I hope that you'll keep listening, and I hope that you'll support the program.
Oh, yes. I bought quite a bit of Bob's material.
All
right.
In
fact, I suggested he have not just a video fruitcake, because that's a really great program.
Oh, video fruitcake's classic.
Yeah, but he needs to get something called radio fruitcake.
Well, we're working on that. We are working on that, and we get a lot of fruitcake callers, Dean, but you are not one of them, man. We appreciate having you in the audience.
Thank you.
God bless, and call back sometime.
Okay.
All right, now how do I hang up, Nathaniel? Okay, there we go. Okay, well, I've successfully dispatched one call. The first call ended unsuccessfully when I botched the handling of the phone system. But I want to get back to the hippie protesters, the hippies and the neo-hippies. A million people marched in the streets of Rome. 1.3 million paraded in Barcelona, most of them half-dressed and drunk. 2 million marched in Madrid. And in New York City, the site of the September 11th attacks, 250 losers, I have to restrain myself sometimes, marched in the streets against the idea of America exercising lethal force against a man, Saddam Hussein, if given enough time, will nuke somebody. Okay, that's all there is to it. There's no room for debate here. If given enough time, Saddam Hussein is going to nuke someone. And it might be your mom. Especially if she visits Jerusalem. All right, now, more back to the hippies and the losers. French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin boasted of a triumph in France's efforts to break Washington's push for war after the French foreign minister won applause for his call for at least another month of inspections. Typical French. This guy is like limp French toast. Okay? He's calling for at least another month. And we have a quote from the Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin. He says, France is giving peace a chance. How uncreative is this guy? He's ripping off a dead Englishman to come up with the opening line for his speech. Giving peace a chance. France is giving hope to all the world. And all over the world, people are looking to France. We only look to France when we need wine or cheese, okay? You know, or fodder to pack in the trenches so that our troops can take some R&R, okay? We only look to France when we're looking for something to test the treads of new German tanks on. That's the only time we look to France, okay? And I don't know if Jean-Pierre Raffarin has long hair or if he's actually a hippie or he wears tie-dyes, but I'm sure that him and Jerry Garcia will get along quite well in hell. Okay, that's all we're going to say about that. Okay, we're going to go, let's see here. We're going to go to line one. No, we're going to go to line two first. And hopefully I can do this, I can pull this off. We are going to line two, and Barbara in Cordova, Alabama, speak your mind.
Yes, I just wanted to ask why you guys believe in calling people fools.
Nathaniel, are we actually going out over the air? Is anyone actually listening to this program? Are you certain of that? Okay. All right, now, Barbara, now to your point. Now, I'm not sure how this relates to the hippies protesting in the streets or the fact that America is full of unpatriotic, limp-wristed, and I can say limp-wristed, right? That's not, okay, I can get away with limp-wristed. Hippie losers marching in the streets protesting against our boys. But why do we insist on calling people fools? Because in the Bible, God says the fool in his heart has said there is no God.
But the Bible also says if you call your brother a fool, you're in danger of hell fire.
If you call your brother a fool.
Right.
Okay, but I'm talking about unbelieving hippie loser scum. I call them fools.
But you don't believe everybody's your brother?
No. No.
You don't believe he meant everybody?
No. I don't believe Saddam Hussein or Jerry Garcia or John Lennon are my brothers. I think they're the enemies of God. God hates them. God thinks they're fools. Therefore, because I have Christ in me, I have a tendency to think along the same lines most of the time. Although sometimes I am deceived. Barbara, did I answer your question?
But what's the point in calling someone a fool?
Well, just to try to get their attention, and it's to avoid smacking them in the mouth a lot of times. You just call them a fool just to let out the anger at their ignorance and foolishness.
But why do you want to show your anger?
Well, I don't. That's why I call them a fool. I avoid smacking them
but
in the mouth.
But that's showing your anger when you call them a fool.
No, it's not. Not if they're genuinely a fool, okay? And if someone says that Jesus Christ did not come to this earth and die for the sins of the world, they're a fool, and I'll call them a fool. All right, Barbara, thanks so much for your call. I hope you'll keep listening and call back. In the meantime, we're going to go to line one. No, we're not going to line one. Oh, I'm supposed to pick up line one during the commercial. Oh, all right, folks, well, that means there's a line open. No, it's not. It just lit up again. So there's no point in calling 1-800-836-9278. There's no point in even writing down 1-800-836-9278. There's no point in even trying to call 1-800-836-9278 because the lines are packed. And I don't want to pick up a call right now, though. I want to do some more stuff on what I think is the big news of the week is all these hippies marching around protesting against our attack, our impending. In fact, it's one of the most impending events in history. It's been impending for like 16 months. More than 100,000 people, according to the Associated Press, hit the streets of San Francisco on Sunday. And literally, in most cases, because they were so sauced out and whacked out on drugs, that they literally hit the street by the end of the march. But they were marching to join the voices around the world this weekend, protesting a possible U.S. invasion of Iraq. Now, protesters at the aforementioned protest in San Francisco included actor Danny Glover, writer Alice Walker, singers Bonnie Raitt, and Joan Baez. Joan Baez. Oh, that's a dollar right there. All right. Anyway, let's go over this illustrious list here. Danny Glover? This guy has done nothing of any import since Mel Gibson carried him through the Lethal Weapon series. Okay? He's obviously an untalented quota hire. And so what do we care what this guy says, okay? Writer Alice Baker, I'm a complete blank. I have no idea. I've never heard of her. She probably writes some kind of metaphysical meditation books or something like that. Never heard of her. Don't care. Singer Bonnie Raitt. Bonnie Raitt, if I remember correctly, her last hit was in approximately 1987. And she always has to tune her guitar to open chords because she doesn't play very well. Now, and Joan Baez, the last news I heard on Joan Baez was that she had blasphemed Christianity by doing her own version of Amazing Grace. Call me, folks, 1-800-836-9278. We'll be right back. On line one, now we're going to do a live commercial with a caller. This could be a first in the history of broadcast media. We're going to go to line one, and we're going to... Mike, speak your mind.
Doug McBurney.
Mike in Las Vegas.
It's not Friday night.
It's not Friday night. It's Monday night. That's why I'm a little off.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I listen to you guys on Friday night, and I enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, Mike.
And you guys are always plugging the plot. and the plot is very good. I have it. I've read it a couple of times, and I always get something new out of it.
Really?
And your personal favorite was the God and the Death Penalty, I believe.
God and the Death Penalty is really my personal favorite because of the impact that it had on my life.
But you guys never, ever, ever mentioned my personal favorite.
Mike's personal favorite from Las Vegas.
Predestination and Free Will.
Oh, well, Mike, that's just too controversial. We don't even like to tell
now,
people that even exists.
That is by far Bob's best work, and I'm just, you guys got to plug that a little more often.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, the Predestination and Free Will material is like a five-hour seminar, and it's available both in audio and video format.
Oh, I didn't know it was available in video.
Oh, it's not available in video.
Because I only have the audio.
It used to be available.
And I've just about worn the tapes out.
No?
It is the best of Bob's work, I think.
All right. Well, Mike, I've misled the audience by saying it was available in video form. It's not.
Well,
I'm sorry to tease you like that.
I would like to hear you guys push that a little more often because it is dynamite.
Mike, Predestination and Free Will, when I first started debating the issue and people mentioned words like Calvinism and foreknowledge and predestination, I just thought, you know what, this is a bunch of Christians who just got too much time on their hands and they're talking about a relatively boring issue until I started going out and talking to not only lost people but Christians and realizing that people's view of the foreknowledge and the predestination, it really affects their relationship with God.
To me, knowing the nature of God, what he does and doesn't do, is more important really than the plot.
Wow. That's a pretty heavy-duty statement.
So I just hope to hear the predestination because I think that being Bob's best work, it'll help more people. At least it helped me more than any of his other products.
Well, I tell you, when we learn, and one thing that you'll get out of it, it's a six-tape series, and it's like $150, right, Nathaniel?
Well, I would have paid $250, but I don't think it's very expensive.
How much do we list price on that? $32?
It's worth 10 times that.
$32? Bob needs a marketing consultant.
It's worth 10 times
that. It's easily worth that, Mike. And when you start to understand who God really is and how he is capable of emotion, he's just so much more relatable. Mike, we're running out of time,
okay.
But thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, Bob.
Folks, it's Bob Enyart live broadcasting nationwide on the Information Radio Network, the mighty Information Radio Network. Those guys at Information Radio Network are awesome. Information Radio Network rules. They are so awesome, and we just appreciate them in all their efforts to help support this broadcast and this ministry. It's just tremendous, the work that they do over at the Information Radio Network and all the affiliates that pull us down off the big bird in the sky. We really appreciate it. And let's see, do I want to do more on the hippies or do I want to take calls? Let's see. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, 800-836-9278, 1-800-8-ENYART. If you want to participate in the program, and we'll do some more hippies in a minute, but for right now, we're going to go to line two, and we're going to talk to Rich on line two from Denver, Colorado. Speak your mind.
How you doing, Doug?
I am doing, better than most nights.
You're doing very well.
Well, thanks.
You bet. I just a quick comment. The caller previously concerned about calling people fools. The whole Bible is littered with God speaking out against fools.
Oh, but, it's littered?
Well, littered. It's
I only had I was only to able to bring the one verse to my mind because I'm focusing on this hippie story. But do you have any other examples that we might be able to give to Barbara? Because I know she's still listening.
Let's go to Proverbs 14.
You know what, Rich? It just so happens that I have a Bible right here.
Right on.
What are the odds of that?
No, I know. Only in America.
Are you actually? You're not actually going to quote that scripture, are you?
No, I can't. Unfortunately, I don't have my Bible in front of me. But
Proverbs 14, did you say?
Yeah.
Any idea approximately? Oh. Proverbs 14:1. Warning, Will Robinson. There are Bible verses up ahead. I've got KLT instant messaging me to do the warning. How awesome is this?
That's
it's great to be living in the 21st century and to be a Christian. Warning, Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. I can't remember the whole warning. See, I'm unprepared. This is bad. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob and Yart Live that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public, but this warning gives you notice that raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. Proverbs 14, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her own hands. Ooh. Verse 3, in the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise man will preserve them. Hey, you know what? You know what I'm noticing here, Rich?
I'm noticing a trend.
There's a trend in this whole chapter.
From start to finish.
Yeah, verse 9, fools mock at sin. Ooh. You know what? That's those hippies out in San Francisco rolling around in the mud together.
That's exactly where I was going.
Man, Rich.
We had our fair share of them here in Denver.
See, the guy from KLT here, he emailed me and he encouraged me to take calls because he says, what does he say here? He says, more interactive and more something else. Anyway, I lost that. But anyway, Rich, I'm so glad I took your call. And that's what's so great about being a Christian and being in the body of Christ. It's that we don't all have all the answers all the time right at our fingertips. But I got a brother like you out there in the audience who saves me from embarrassing myself on the air. People will think I can only come up with one fool verse. And here, Rich throws down a whole chapter. Rich, you're the man.
It's just being on the same wavelength.
You got
that
right, brother.
You're a good man, Doug. I appreciate your show.
Well, Rich, God bless you, and I hope you'll keep listening, and I hope you'll call us back sometime real soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
All righty. God bless. And there goes Rich. And look at that. Rich hung up for me. That was... No, he didn't. He didn't hang up. Okay. Oh, so now I've hung up on Rich. I didn't hang up on him. He was done. I mean, he was finished. But what a great chapter for Rich to throw down. It's like the fool chapter. Verse 16, a fool rages and is self-confident. He's quick-tempered. He acts foolishly. And a man of wicked intentions is hated. Hated by who, I wonder? Well, he's hated by God. That's the simple fact. Yeah. Verse 19, the evil will bow before the good and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. Oh, amen, brother. Man, Rich. Rich brought out the heavy artillery. Of course, you know, whenever you throw the Bible open, I mean, you got the big guns right there. I mean, you know, forget howitzers. Forget 50 cal. I mean, we got Proverbs on our side. And at some point, hopefully in the not-too-distant future, the wicked will bow before the righteous. Man, that will be so cool. And, you know, the wicked, they're all going to bow before Jesus Christ. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. That's right. Because they're going to realize, as he jerks the carpet out from underneath them, the wicked, and sends them straight to hell, they're going to realize he's Lord, whether they like it or not. All right, now, do we have anything? Oh, more on the hippie loser milquetoast protesters. The sex, drugs, and rock and roll crowd out there. I've got the other side of the coin here. And it's fairly depressing. But I'm going to read it anyways because I don't avoid stories just because they're not helpful or they're inconvenient. In Denver, this Sunday, right after church, about 300 people waving American flags and holding signs proclaiming things like war is bad, but evil is worse, gathered in support of using force against Iraq. 300 people. I'm glad I wasn't organizing that thing. Man. 300 people come out in support of using military force to dethrone a murderous, bloodthirsty dictator who is intent on developing weapons of mass destruction and delivering them, perhaps, to your backyard. Yeah, really. It's a legitimate threat, in my opinion. Or delivering them right into your back pocket. Especially if you're visiting Jerusalem. Okay? 300 people in Denver. And I gotta admit that I couldn't make it. But I was otherwise engaged. But I'm doing my part here, I hope, to let America know that it is time for war. There's a time for war and there's a time for peace. And the best time for war, I think that's from Proverbs too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, some hippie stole that one back in the 60s. Wrote a big hit song. Okay. We got more callers. All right. Is this a good call or is this a call that I might want to, you know, think twice about taking? Okay, you're getting... He's getting clearance from the expert call screener. Now there was a 300 people protest for the war in Denver. Meanwhile, down in Colorado Springs, just south of here, on Saturday, police fired tear gas at demonstrators and hit at least one with a rubber bullet after drunken, half naked, loser hippie demonstrators spilled out of a park and blocked a major thoroughfare in an anti-war demonstration. Meanwhile, the pro-war demonstration, they picked up all their garbage and went home peacefully and, got up the next morning and went to work. All right, now, speaking of hippies, we're going to take a call from Indianapolis, Indiana, on line one. Larry, speak your mind.
You know, I can't believe the craven cowardice of the Bush administration to sit around over there polluting and cowardice, polluting those people, dunging all over the place.
Now, Larry,
their land.
Larry, whose land?
The Arabs' land. They know they're not supposed to be over there. Saddam has plenty of money in that oil. If they would leave him alone where he could manage his money, but they don't want him to get the money.
Yeah, you know what I think, Larry? I think we should kill him and take his oil.
Yeah, it's like a lynch mob. It's just like a lynch mob. And why are they so cowardice? They're sitting around like a giant elephant figuring on whether he's going to crush an ant going across the floor. Okay, an elephant standing up. And then he says, well, I might hurt my feet. I'm having some special shoes made so I won't hurt my feet.
Hey, Nathaniel.
And he says, I got to have goggles.
Nathaniel, you know what? I'm thinking that you might need some further training in call screening. Is that the same Larry who's going to burn in hell forever? The guy obviously didn't listen to the program. Larry, do me a favor. I put you on hold. In fact, Larry, not only have I put you on hold, but I'm actually taking you back off hold and then hanging up on you. So, Larry, you need to go scroll down on KGov and listen to that show about the fact that you're a moron. Okay, and Nathaniel, please don't do that to me. Nathaniel just did that sort of as a joke, because he knows that I'm sitting in. I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a little nervous about being on the air. Hey, KLT just instant message. They say have Nate come over here and we'll train him for you. Oh no, I tore up my hippie story before I was finished. Well, that's okay. See, I'm a little off tonight. All right, now back to France. By the way, folks, if you want to call in and participate, I actually knocked all the callers off there hanging up on Larry. I apologize. If you want to try to get back on the air, it's 800-836-9278. If you want to call and participate in the program, the phone number can be translated phonetically as 1-800-8-ENYART. That's E-N-Y-A-R-T, 1-800-8-ENYART. Or, just write it down in its basic, simple structure, 1-800-836-9278, and you can call and participate in the program. You can also call that number and donate massive amounts of money to the ministry if you choose to do so. Now, Jacques Chirac is a Frenchman who somehow has conned his way into the reins of power there in France, and he's actually... Apparently, he is some member of the government of France, and he was interviewed by Time Magazine. But before we do that, we're going to take a break where we're going to promote Bob's Bible teaching materials. And once we do that, we'll be right back. Folks, it's Bob Enyart Live, and I'll remind you at the beginning of this commercial that this is listener-supported radio, and I believe we're only going out to our internet audience right now. But just because you're taking advantage of free radio on the internet doesn't mean that it's not costing us a small fortune every month to keep this program on the air. And we could use your help. If you are reaping any benefit whatsoever from this broadcast, if you're getting a chuckle here and there, and then maybe you're even getting some enlightenment on the nature of God and the Bible and the universe and everything, well, then you should part with a little cash and send it this way to Bob Enyart Live, because we could use your help. There's a whole lost world out there that's going to hell, and they need to be reached with the truth of Christ. And I've got a few examples, folks. Bob's got three videos that he's packaged them together. Amy, Terry, and Megan. Three sinners lost on their way to hell, laughing all the way, not realizing that their very lives hang in the balance, their eternal destiny hang in the balance of their decision on Jesus Christ, on God, in the Bible, on creation, on the fall, on the flood. They didn't even know it before they talked to Bob. They were going happily to hell forever, ignorantly. But Amy, Terry, and Megan called Bob Enyart live, and Bob caught all the action on videotape. And you can see how a solid Christian stance can affect the life of an unbeliever. And you can actually see the turning of a sinner, a repentance from their sin. It's amazing. Amy's call, Terry's call, and Megan's call, they're only $19.95 each, but you can get them on a special this month only for $100 for all three. That's right. Now sit down. Don't do the math, folks. Just write the check and call 1-800-836-9278. Order Amy's call, Terry's call, and Megan's call. Order all three of them. Write a check for $100. Because here's what we do, folks. Some folks call and they can't afford some of Bob's teaching material. So sometimes we help them by discounting the price. Now, we never haggle and we never negotiate, but we are willing to discount the price to whatever someone is able to afford. So if you call and you order Amy's call, Terry's call, and Megan's call, and you write a check for $100, know that that money is going to help someone else who maybe doesn't have the financial means right now, but they need the help, they need the information. Somebody wants to buy a copy of The Plot, but they can't come up with the $50 this month. Well, your money can help them. And they need all the help they can get, just like we need all the help we can get. We're all in this together as Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to stick together. We need to help each other. And you can help Bob Enyart Live stay on the air. You can help Bob continue to minister at Denver Bible Church and to produce these teaching materials by calling 1-800-836-9278. I just got an instant message. By the way, this is Bob Enyart Live on the Mighty Information Radio Network, broadcast all, is a footprint over all of North America. And I'm Doug McBurney from the Weekly Worldview at KGOV.com. I'm exclusively on the internet. You can call the show if you want to, although I've got an awful lot of news and we're rapidly running out of time. This hour goes by so fast. But the number's 800-836-9278 if you want to participate in the program. 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Let's see. Hey, Bob, I was listening to one of your shows last week where you talked to Larry from Indianapolis, and I have to say that I am not ashamed to also be from Indianapolis. Oh, he says, I am now ashamed. And that's from Trusting Christ. That's a pretty cool handle. I like that one. Let's see. Do I have another, just more from KLTT. These guys at KLTT, it's like having a co-producer sitting right here on my laptop. That is so cool. That is really cool. All right. Now, what were we doing? We're doing the French here, a little French bashing. Little Franco bashing here. And we're going to quote some guy named Jacques, who holds some low-level ministerial position in the government of France over there. I think all the positions in the government of France are basically, you know, low-level bureaucratic-type positions. But Time Magazine asked Jacques, hey, Jacques, if there is a war in Iraq, what do you see as the consequences for the Middle East? And this low-level bureaucrat from France answered, "The war would destabilize the entire region. It is very difficult to explain that one is going to spend colossal sums of money to wage war when there may be another solution, yet the same country is unable to provide adequate aid to the developing world." You know, French accent slipping a little bit, but, I'm not a professional at this. You know, I have a day job, so.
Among the negative fallout would be inevitably a strong reaction from the Arab and Islamic public opinion. This opinion may not be justified, and it may be justified. But a war of this kind cannot help giving a big lift to terrorism.
That's Jacques, low-level bureaucrat. Over there in the French government. Mr. Chirac, Time Magazine, asking the questions here. Mr. Chirac, what evidence would justify war for you? Mr. Chirac.
Well, that is up to the inspectors to decide. We gave them our confidence. They were given a mission, and we will trust in them. After all, one of them is the founder of a very popular S&M club right there in New York. Of course we will trust them. We cannot trust George Bush. This man is still married to his first wife, and he has no mistress.
All right. All right, I made up some of that at the end. But trust me, that's Jacques, low-level bureaucrat over there in France. I'm reading a book on the history of World War II, and I got to tell you, folks, that the French are the only ones who come off worse than the Germans. You know, except for Hitler himself, the French actually come off worse than the Germans. Anyway, all right, now more on to more news of terrorism, because I've got a bunch of it. And folks, this is a serious problem we face. You know, this is a clash of civilizations that were involved. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you study history, it's really weird. Civil wars always seem to take place between the North and the South. And civilizational wars or cultural wars always seem to take place from East to West. And, you know, we're in a bad spot here in America, especially if you live out here in the middle of America, like me out here in Denver, and you folks out in Indiana, and you folks down in Texas. You know, we're caught in the middle here because we've got New York on one end and Miami, for crying out loud, and we got L.A. and San Francisco on the other, and they're coming at us from all angles over here. The liberals are out of control. But anyway, folks, this is a civilizational struggle, and it's in its very early stages. And we could nip this thing in the bud if we kill all the right people. And I'm just concerned that, you know, maybe we're not being aggressive enough. The 16-month lag between when we should have attacked Iraq and when we're maybe going to attack Iraq, maybe the beginning of March, Lord willing. Wish they'd just get on with it. But I got news, though, from this whole world of Islamo-fanaticism. U.S. intelligence agencies, according to the Telegraph in London, say Osama bin Laden's oldest son, Saad, don't laugh, that's his name, Saad, S-A-D. So Osama bin Laden's eldest son, Saad, is in Iran, along with other senior al-Qaeda terrorists, as Iranian military forces have been placed on their highest state of alert in anticipation of a U.S. attack on Iraq. Attack on Iraq. Attack on Iraq. It's like a rap song, brother. Attack on Iraq. All right. According to these intelligence officials, Saad bin Laden is in Iran. He was spotted in Iran last month. And this is coming from highly qualified intelligence reports. Officials say it is not clear what relationship Saad has with the Tehran government. But I think we can all safely assume that it's fairly friendly, since they're both bent on the destruction of the great Satan America and the destruction of the Christian faith. They both have that in common, so they probably get along pretty darn nicely. They probably have tea. Meanwhile, according to other intelligence sources, Iranian military forces are on heightened alert, and Tehran leaders fear U.S. military forces will use operations against Iraq as a stepping stone for invading Iran. That's the best idea I've heard all week. I hadn't thought of a really great reason to occupy Iraq, except, of course, for killing all the governing officials there and setting up our own government. I thought that was a pretty good idea. My idea was to import the government of Texas and send them over to Iraq to establish a nation in our image. As tattered as that image may be, and it's a little rough around the edges, but still, we're not out for the destruction of innocent women and children and the destruction of the Christian religion, like these folks are. So it'd be a mild improvement. And besides, down there in Texas, we know that at least the guilty murderers would still be executed over there. If we sent the government of San Francisco to Iraq, it'd be a total disaster for the Iraqi people. But now this idea, using Iraq as a base for invading Iran. Now, if that's what George W. has up his sleeve, that boy might be smarter than I thought. He might be. He might be smarter than I thought. Now, what's that? Our forces... Oh, you mean Iran's forces? Are they massing in Iran? No, they're massing in some of the other countries all around. We have forces in Iran? I don't think so. Okay, now Nathaniel's saying we have forces in Iran, and I think that you were half asleep when you were watching that news report. Yeah, yeah. I don't think we have any forces in Iran. But hopefully we will real soon. We'll find out if you're right. Somebody instant message me and tell me if we have forces in Iran, because I don't think so. But anyways, or you could call. You could call 1-800-836-9278 if you want to participate in the program. 1-800-8-NYART, the fastest hour in radio, folks, and the most entertaining and educational hour in the history of all broadcast medium. Bob Enyart Live. I am so honored to be sitting in. Let's see, more from this story here. We have a quote here, and it is from, a quote from Donald Rumsfeld. I always like quotes from Donald Rumsfeld. I like that guy because he was a Marine fighter jock. And, you know, I think me and him, we'd get along. You know, I think we'd get along just cozy, you know. Donald Rumsfeld says that the Al-Qaeda are functioning in Iran, both transiting and located and operating. That's what Rumsfeld told the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's a pretty serious threat, if you ask me. The chief of Iran's armed forces, meanwhile, General Mohammad Salimi, he said in Tehran on Monday that the Iranian army is on full alert. Full alert! Yes, well, can we have a quote from him? General Salimi said, "The armed forces of Iran are on guard against any aggressive move by the enemies that would threaten the territorial integrity of Islamic Iran." Allahu Akbar! All right, now we'll go to the phones. That was their guy. And Rumsfeld is our guy. So tell me we're not on the right side. All right, we're going to go to line one in Arvada. Bob, speak your mind.
Forces in Iran?
Forces in Iran.
Hey, Doug, I have to defend Nathaniel. He probably means special forces.
Oh, now that I hadn't anticipated.
See that? You're special listening through that glass forces. Wall there, the divider in the studio.
Yes. Is this Bob Enyart?
Yeah, it is. How are you, Doug?
This is Bob Enyart himself, back from the secret mission.
Hey Doug. Yes. Cheryl and I, with the three little ones, were on our way back to Arvada from the airport.
Yeah.
We turned on the radio, and we were listening to the funniest show I've heard in about a year.
Well, I don't know about that.
And it was my own show. Look, I think that I'm going to take a sabbatical of about 6 months.
Well,
and have the ratings improve.
No, now I know one thing though, Bob. Now that's just ridiculous. But you do have important work to do. And I don't know if you didn't get to hear the commercial earlier when a caller actually called in and did a commercial for the plot.
Wow, that's exciting.
No. Bob, I got it wrong. He started with the plot, but he did a commercial for Predestination and Free Will.
Wow.
It was incredible, Bob. You've got important work.
Did he give away the punchline?
No, I had to stop him.
Oh, good.
I had to stop him, but boy, was that intense. I tell you, Bob, you got a lot of great listeners all around the country. We've had a lot of great callers, and it's just been a great time. And I just can't thank you enough for letting me sit in.
Hey, Doug, it's an honor to have you do that. And, you know, with Predestination Free Will, we like people to find out for themselves what position we take.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have a money-back guarantee, but if they believe in predestination, then they were predestined to get the album.
Oh,
And if they believe in free will, then they just freely chose it. So however it works, we don't give many people their money back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bob, Nathaniel did let Larry through.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. So that was the one glitch in the evening. But otherwise, it went great.
Other than that, perfect broadcasting. Thank you, Doug and Nathaniel. Thank you, guys.
God bless you, Bob, and welcome back home.
Okay. Great show. Bye.
Okay, and you folks, you hear the music. That means we're out of time. And it's just been a fantastic time here on Bob Enyart Live. I'm so glad that Bob let me sit in. Such a blessing to have a friend like Bob. It's just really cool. Trust me, folks. It's just as cool as you think it would be. My name's Doug McBurney. Check me out on The Worldview, KGOV.com. And be listening tomorrow night when Bob returns to the airwaves. In the meantime, remember to do right and risk the consequences.